Well, good morning. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Rise and shine and give God the glory. It is Tuesday, September the 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. What a joy to be back on the mound, back at the helm, back in the boat with you as we're walking through this marathon of, 90 days, 13 weeks, 6 days a week, whole letter to Romans, to the Romans. This is the most significant letter in the history of the world. Paul, the Apostle Paul's letter to the church in Rome. So, Jesus is here. He's with you. He's with me. He's with us. He's bringing us together. So, Jesus, you take the wheel. You take the helm. I'll just be the doorkeeper. Let's pray consecration here as we enter in today. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, when I say that bit at the top, that's Ephesians 5:14, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead. I mean, I love it if you say the whole thing with me, but I especially want to hear you say that last bit, and Christ will shine on you. So today's entry is entitled, Give Me 100. I should also point out that it's Taco Tuesday, so there's that to look forward to today. We're big on tacos here on the Wake Up Call. Give me 100. And our text is Romans chapter 1. We're going to cover 8, verses 8 through 15. So hear now the word of the Lord. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve in my spirit in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now at last by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among other Gentiles. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome. That's the word of the Lord. I always like to make a little punctuation set apartness here, like that's God's word, okay? Now we're going to get to my comments, I believe, that have been aided by Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But listen, God's word is in a category of its own. Let's make that clear. That's why I say, now consider this. It's kind of an invitation to conversation. Can we get our bearings a bit on what's going on here? First century Rome was the capital of the world. It was a city of around 1 million people. The early church in Rome not to be confused with the modern-day Basilica of St. Peter in the Vatican. It was a series of house churches, likely comprising about 100 people. Now get this fixed in your mind. We're in the most powerful city in the first century world, ruled over by the most powerful and cruel man in the world, Lord Caesar Nero. Okay? Darth Vader. The threat is 100 lower class people scattered across the city, meeting in homes, who are ostensibly being led by a dead man who was reportedly resurrected from the grave and ascended to heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Yes, also known as Lord Messiah, Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. Okay, that's the threat. 100 people, the most powerful city and ruler in the world. Against them. It gets better. We are reading a letter written by the Apostle Paul around the year 50-ish to a tiny church planted by the Apostle Peter several years earlier. Behold now what is unfolding. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. The faith of 100 people was being reported all over the world. And they didn't even have the internet. By the power of the gospel of Jesus, through the obedience of their faith, 100 people, bound by love and federated by freedom, would plant the flag of the kingdom of God in such a way that the Roman Empire would ultimately come undone at the seams. Okay, are you getting this? 100 people in a city of 1 million. Maybe that's why John Wesley would write centuries later, in the midst of the British Great Awakening, give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God, and I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen. They alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon the earth. This letter to the 100 Christians in the several little Roman house churches is easily one of the most important letters ever written in the history of the world. Not because of what it says to us, but because of what it says to them. It's what it said to them. For today, my friends, we are them. And Rome is now another name for home. Our 10-year-olds are killing themselves at epidemic rates. Our schools have become slaughterhouses. The Democrats and the Republicans and the seductive, toxic politics of outrage will not save the day. Only Jesus can. That is the message of the letter to the Romans and to us. The gospel of the kingdom of Jesus is the simple yet comprehensive solution for all that is broken in our lives and in the world. In the first century, in a city of 1 million people, the faith of 100 people was being reported all over the world. Not so long ago, in this, the 21st century, we witnessed the faith of 19 college students light the first fires of Great Awakening in this century at Asbury University, right there in Little Wilmore, Kentucky. And I do not exaggerate when I say that their faith was reported all over the world. Well, how about we pray? You see, the Word of God gives us revelation. It is revelation. And our first response to revelation is prayer. Lord Jesus, we belong to you. Yes, Jesus, I belong to you. I am in awe of you and what you can do through the simple obedience of faith. Would you awaken this kind of faith in me? I confess I think I grasp what it means, but I likely have no idea. I offer you my beginner's mind. No matter how long I've been at this, I want to offer you to come in and make me a beginner again before you. Teach me. Train me. Open the eyes of my heart. Enliven the hope of my spirit by your spirit. We are in need of awakening. I'm in need of awakening. We are desperate for you. I am desperate for you. We're praying in Jesus' name. Amen. So, our journal prompts today. What could happen if I woke up and began to move in the obedience of faith? Can you remember a time when you moved by faith in response to some way Jesus was leading you, or your family, or your church? Can you remember a time when you just, I think the obedience of faith, I mean, you know how we spell faith out here on the Wake Up Call, R-I-S-K. Okay, releasing investment to serve God's kingdom. Risk. The obedience of faith involves risk. It's just like getting out of the boat, stepping onto that water, because you see Jesus out there calling you, come to me. Can you remember a time when you took a risk on Jesus? It could be small. It doesn't matter. I want to know it. I want you to journal about it. And then, what was that like? Well, we're into it now, gang. We're off to the races. We're embarked. And I'm excited to be getting to do this with you every day. Dad, my dad, he's coming in. He's gonna help us worship God today. We're going to sing a hymn. And I think I've told you before, Dad is really struggling with dementia. His memory is really going, but my gosh, does he ever love coming in here and stepping right here beside me at the table and helping us sing. And so those hymns, you know, you can forget a lot of things, but you don't forget those. And those wind up remembering us. So I appreciate you all joining in here and singing with us. He is a great man of God, and it's been one of the great joys of my life to get to be doing this with him in these days. So here we go. All right, everybody, we are underway. We are embarked, and we're going to sing our way. We're going to go word by word, step by step through Romans. We're going to sing every day. We're going to pray every day. We're going to journal every day. And then we're going to get out on the field with our seeds every single day. And today is time to sing. Singing is where you start making the turn to the streets. You go from the sanctuary to the streets. And we're going to sing a song that you can sing right now in your home, in your car. You can hum it all day long.
You can sing it. It's one you can sing in your bathtub.
This is amazing Grace. Tell them what page it is.
572.
Amazing Grace. And we're going to sing verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6. Okay? You ready?
Mm-hmm. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that's taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious is that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me faith thus far, and grace will lead me home.
Verse 4.
The Lord has promised good to me. His word shall sing her. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amen.
Sing the amen.
Amen.
Don't do that very often. Gang, that's one of the greatest hymns of all time.
Yeah.
We just sang it in the second day of our journey in Romans. And this is going to be the story of the whole letter, Amazing Grace. And I want for you today to receive. Say, Jesus, I receive your amazing grace for me. It's too good to be true, but it's true.
But you have to receive it.
You do. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. You can't deserve it. You can
receive it. Amen.
Just tell him. Just say, Jesus, I receive your amazing grace now. Not just today, right now. And he's working. He's taking hard things and making them easier. He's taking bad things and turning them into good. He's working in all things for the good of those who love him. That's in Romans.
Right.
So don't give up hope.
Have faith. Have faith.
Have faith, everybody. We're leaning in today. Mm-hmm. We're trusting Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Others going to see him through you. That's why we're headed to the field. Get your seeds for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you
on the field.
On the field.